Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a woman gifted her ex's new family Easter eggs, and now one child is dead and two other family members are in critical condition, because she obviously poisoned them. Women will hear this and say that the only reason she did that was because he hurt her somehow. This happened in Brazil, which makes it a lot less shocking. Be careful of jealous ex-girlfriends, because your life could be in jeopardy. Moving on, apparently Katy Perry is regretting her Blue Origin spaceflight because there's a backlash. The so-called backlash wasn't because of the flight. It was because of her stupid theatrics like trying to sing in space, hold up a flower, and kiss the ground when she returned. Also, the ride wasn't the problem. The problem was pretending you did something more than take a fun ride into the edge of space. If her husband Orlando Bloom wasn't such a simp, he would have told her to calm down. Number 3, Molly Ringwald is upset with her most popular film, The Breakfast Club, saying that it's white and doesn't represent soy-society today. Of course it doesn't. It represents the soy society of the 1980s. And by the way, she looks like she's in her 80s and looks like a man with a jawline made for boxing. The talk is now that Breakfast Club needs a remake. We already got one with Andrew Tate. Just do a YouTube search for Andrew Tate Return to High School. You're welcome. Up next, the casting director for The Witcher says that casting Anya Chalotra was all about challenging beauty standards. I don't know about you, but am I the only one that thought she was pretty hot? My thinking is they tried to make her disagreeable and unconventional, and it created decent sexual tension between her and Geralt. It's a shame what they did to that show after the first season. Yes, they challenged beauty standards by hiring an attractive actress, just not as attractive as the character in the books. Number 5, what the hell happened to her? Looks like she spent a little too much time on a trampoline without a bra. She also looks like she lost a lot of weight and probably used to look like a junior land whale. Poor woman, now her chesticles point down as though they're looking for quarters on the ground. If you ever ask her if we can go out for pancakes, she's going to say no because we already have pancakes at home. Then again, maybe this is what Katy Perry coming back from space looks like, where gravity takes over. Moving on, women say that they want men to vent because they care. They sure do. And the only reason women want men to vent to them and be vulnerable is so they can use it against us at a later date, when we get into a fight with them. She wants to know where your vulnerabilities are so she can put pressure on the things that cause you pain. Never tell a woman anything that you know that she can use against you at a later date. Number 7 is Camille Paglia, one of the few women that talk about male pain and suffering to make women's lives better. And she says that feminists don't register men's good deeds because they instead want to portray men as oppressive exploiters. If women can't appreciate all the help that men give them, then maybe it's time to stop helping them. I think the only reason they don't see men's sacrifice is because the men keeping soy-society going are mostly invisible to women. Up next, do you really believe that this is Demi Moore, age 22 versus 62? I'm sure there are a lot of financial reasons that she aged so well called dollar signs. She also probably sucked the spirit out of poor old Bruce Willis. She was probably in part responsible for giving him dementia from stress and being used as an emotional tampon. As for her appearance, I don't believe it. It's seriously photoshopped, and here's what she actually looks like. The wall takes them all. Number 9, did this guy win at life or lose? He's a janitor who worked for 40 years and died with $8 million. When he died, he left all that money to a local library and hospital. Definitely a loser. Because now fat librarian feminists and greedy hospital administrators will enjoy all that cash. Remember, guys, that no matter what you own, be it stocks, real estate, gold, or even Bitcoin, some whammy somewhere down the line is going to get that money. Even if you intentionally lose your Bitcoin keys or throw your gold in the ocean, the remaining gold in Bitcoin will only go up in price. Women always win financially. Moving on, this Wayman isn't happy because her ex ended up better off financially after their divorce. So sad, too bad. But it's so rare that a man ends up better off after divorce that they needed to write an article about it. The irony is that she was the one that probably initiated the breakup. The only reason she's probably upset is because she's a doctor or something and made more money than him, and the courts ordered her to pay alimony to him. Number 11, a black teen from Georgia is sentenced to 70 years in prison for defending himself at Walmart. By defending himself, they mean shooting a 9-year-old girl in the face. But they should let him go because he could also become a doctor or engineer. I guess that the propaganda and gaslighting from blacknews.com is as good as it gets. Also, why is he dressed like he's going to a New Orleans funeral? I also hope he gets to enjoy some didn't-do-nothing muffins. Up next, Ed says that if you think you can fight off your government with guns, then you're delusional. Yeah, it's not like the people in Vietnam and Afghanistan won either. Or did they? Also, let's not forget that a large portion of the government and military would actually side with the citizens, against the ones causing all the trouble. This image could be anywhere in Appalachia. Good luck removing the good old boys from all those national forests. Number 13, this is how illogical the airlines are these days. You can weigh 300 pounds and bring a 50-pound bag on the plane. But if you weigh 120 pounds, and you're 1 pound over in your bag weight, then they charge you an extra $100. People say it's because the bag handlers don't want to hurt themselves, but then they just charge you extra, so it's all BS. You know, the woman on the left will also get an extra seat free of charge. The combined weight of the suitcase and the person traveling should determine how much it costs. Moving on, here's that Australian breakdancer and those American female astronauts. They're only pretending to be those things because we allow them to. I've been on airplanes. That doesn't make me a pilot. Here's a picture of some real female astronauts, and they look a lot better without any plastic surgery. Keeping up this trend, here are some real firefighters. Except these ones let a ton of LA burn to the ground. Women always love to play pretend so they can get some attention. Number 15, who would you choose? The modern female video game character or a Wendy's cashier? The video game character looks like she was hit by a car, and the other one serves people in cars all day long. I wouldn't be surprised if this is some sort of marketing meme for the Wendy's Corporation. Just looking at that cute girl, many of us are starting to crave Wendy's right now. But to be honest, I don't find either of them attractive. The Wendy's girl has yet to hit puberty. Up next, this man in the Bronx was arrested for allegedly raping a woman and says she deserves it for slavery. So I guess he took some sexual reparations. But why does the article say allegedly when he confessed the crime? Are the media really playing the part of rape apologist now? I wonder how much money he's going to make from his GoFundMe page because of all of this. As far as I'm concerned, this is a racist hate crime. Number 17, speaking of Wayman with unrealistic expectations, this 42-year-old Democrat lawyer is suing to become a Navy SEAL. They only take people up until the age of 28 and no later. She's 14 years too late. I think they should let her in on the condition that it be filmed for people on the outside to watch and so she can embarrass herself. Old liberal woman wants to play in the Navy SEALs. She's flirting with menopause and desperately seeking male attention. Moving on, men who date women with slim waists are a lot less likely to have performance issues in the bedroom. You don't say. It sure helps when you don't have to roll her around in the flour to find the wet spots. Not to mention that even 10 inches of meat has a really hard time getting past 30 inches of blubber. Maybe that's why they call it Viagra. Maybe that's why they created Viagra. So the guys can still get hard for their junior land whale wives. Obviously, everyone knows that slim is sexy. Number 19, people no longer believe that working hard will lead to a better life. And this is before COVID and before everything doubled in price. I figured this out back in 2021 and 2022 when the inflation began. Work is about sacrificing today for a better future tomorrow. If it's not worth it to do that, then men will lay flat or check out of society or become degenerates aping into meme coins. These days, successful people make one lucky gamble after another. Up next, this Gen Z Wayman started a Lonely Fools page to make a ton of money and now she's completely broke. She probably paid for the New York Post to cover her story so that simps would feel sorry for her and send her money. She's ugly and bucktooth and no one wants to pay to see her when there are women 100 times better looking than her. The average OF creator makes $150 to $200 a month. And now everyone knows she takes her clothes off for money so she won't be able to even get a regular job. Number 21, looks like the women of Ukraine have a hidden mental health crisis, thanks to the war. Once again, millions of men are dead and women are most affected. Women are using tragedy to get attention. They will also use anything to get those precious eyeballs onto them. It seems to always be about boys dying and girls crying. Maybe the West should try and bring some of those poor women here. Of course, that wouldn't work for our overlords. They only want women to come in that are minorities. Moving on, why are women like this? Saying that they won't put the moves on a kid when they're sober, but only 3 drinks later, they're making out with them. It's because alcohol releases your inhibitions and reveals your true feelings and intentions. But this is no big deal, just your average high school dance with the female teacher taking young guys under the bleachers. But to be fair, her character was dying in this, so there couldn't have been a later, and the most she would have done is that kiss. Number 23, this woman says that everything men do is fake, but we don't like cats or cute cafes, and that we just pretend to like those things. She says she wants none of us men allowed on Earth because we're all bad people and she hates us. But to be fair though, she's probably only talking about the unattractive ones. The attractive guys have never pretended to like any of that nonsense. If I recall, it was men that created cafes so they could share ideas and philosophy. And women tried having all the coffee shops and cafes shut down, as well as bars. Up next is to surprise anyone. The Latino men overwhelmingly voted for Trump while black men voted mostly for Kamala. Then I guess it's a good thing that the Latino population is rising through immigration, while the black population is falling through lower fertility rates. Most Latino men are traditional family guys, and they aren't into things like trans rights and woke leftist ideologies. Maybe America is deporting the wrong demographic. I hear that Liberia is really nice this time of year. Number 25 and the last one, just imagine if women couldn't use filters and makeup. Imagine how quickly they would marry in their late teens or early 20s, because they know that no one would want them at 25, because they would already look like they're 35 or older based on today's standards. Women are willing to ruin their skin using makeup so they can get a better job or a better guy. And that's never going to change. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.